Happy hump day, folks. Happy Wednesday. Wednesday mornings, huh? That's rough. Anyways, the reason Q the nurse likes hump days is because hump days are the days you ask yourself the simple question, why is it that I am doing what I am doing? Right? You want to know why, because that answer, the answer you give yourself or the answer you have, is going to determine the rest of the week. So if the reason you're doing it is a purpose, you have a purpose and a plan and goals that are set, it's just smooth sailing. You're like, you know what? I'm halfway there. I might as well finish. Smooth sailing. It's a downhill. So you're just going down. But if you don't have an answer, if you're confused, if you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, it just becomes harder. The rest of the week becomes impossible. And I decided, why not drop this very hard question that I have and I've been asking myself, and the nurses of Massachusetts have been asking themselves. Safe patient limits, is that something we need to do? Do we have a moral obligation as healthcare givers to set safe patient limits, to make it possible that to set a mandate as a maximum to how many patients a nurse can get, so a nurse doesn't go to work and is overwhelmed and burns out and, you know, ends up being her job or his job ends up being the thing that breaks the nurse's back? That's the question I asked Nora Watts from the M&A, and she gave an answer that I think is beautiful, because she used the words of the ANA, from the American Nurses Association, who is opposed to having safe patient limits. And she used one of the directors of the ANA's words to contradict the ANA. I think it was incredible that she had that with her prepared. I really am starting to think that this safe patient limits is the way to go. Please give it a good listen. I really, 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 really appreciate the M&A coming on, Nora to come on. And I think this is the crux of the issue. Do you believe as a nurse that we have a moral obligation to do all that we can to help the patients that we have? And is one of those things making it safe for us to do the best job we can do? Because the best job we can do ends up being helping the patient become the healthiest the patient can be. That's the question. The ANA will not contact me, so I do want to make myself official. So do me a favor and please subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And please give me a rating, 5 stars, 4 stars, 3 stars, whatever the rating is. I'd love to have it. And then most importantly, for those folks that are listening to me on Anchor, which I truly do love, because Anchor is where I'm able to make this podcast a reality. For those folks, please put in some messages. Let me know what you think. Even if you are not a nurse, I want to know how you feel when it comes to safe patient limits. Happy hump day. And then when you're done telling me what you think about the safe patient limits, tell me why you do what you do, because it is hump day. And we need to ask the question, and we need to decide, is the rest of the week going to be another uphill challenge, or is the rest of the week smooth sailing to our goals, our obligations, our purpose? Thank you. Enjoy. And don't forget to subscribe and comment and leave messages.
Well, please. If you'll indulge me, I'll read you something. I want to show you this.
Please.
This is
you.
From the American Nurse Today, which is the ANA journal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is published in April 2016.
And I'm going to have this on screen for you guys to see.
And this is Leah Curtin, RN. All right? She's a doctorate. She's a fellow of the American Association of Nurses. Okay? Mm-hmm. And she is known as the living legend in nursing for her work in ethics. And she was asked to address the American Nurses Association meeting on ethics and staffing. And there's a summary of her remarks. But I'm going to go right to the section that says the bottom line. And
yes.
I'm going to read you that.
Please.
Ethics has to do with trying to determine what is the right thing to do in a given situation. The integrity of the answer is, to a large extent, determined by the validity of the information upon which the decision is based. We have a good deal of valid information, and more studies are being published almost daily from researchers in health-related fields in the most respectable of journals. We have the data. We know we put patients at risk if we do not staff according to the data. The ethical conversation is over. The question now becomes a moral one. Do we do, what do we actually choose to do about what we think is the right thing to do? If we do not handle the moral question, it soon becomes a legal one. And so that's what happened. Morally and ethically, we're not seeing hospitals do what is the right decision for our patients and for our nurses who are burning out. So it's become a legal one. Yes. So that nurses from Massachusetts gathered more than 130,000 signatures to put this question on the ballot and put it to the voters, because we believe very strongly that this is the right thing for the people of Massachusetts.
I want you to talk to us. Like, at this point, right now, of course, I mm-hmm. I have to be honest. Like, you guys, I have to be honest, because that's why I'm here. It's hard for me to decide. Right, I was on the yes, I was rah-rah. I traveled to Washington, D.C. for this. I read the bill. I had the conversations with the nurses around me. I then leaned over to the no. Now I'm back to the middle. It's so hard. It is so hard. My heart, I have to say, my heart says, of course. Mm-hmm. My heart says this is definitely the right thing to do. But just with so much opposite research, so much opposite people speaking on this and that, it's hard to say yes. My brain says, oh, we need to think. We need to really go through all of this stuff over and over and over again. So what do you suggest us nurses do that are on the border? You're kind of biased. She's the treasurer for the M&A. But what do you suggest
That. I don't come to this decision because I'm the treasurer of the M&A. That has absolutely nothing to do with it. Mm. I'm the treasurer of the M&A because I believe in the work that the organization has done. God, starting back in 1903, where we were working because of the poor working conditions, because of the poor living conditions of the people, that organization has never changed from that. But look at what Leah Curtin says. That's where I'm coming from. Morally, ethically, it's the right thing to do. The managers know morally and ethically it's the right thing to do. It's I'm stunned that MNA, that ANA Massachusetts comes out against this, because of their members of ANA. That is their leader, the yes. woman they look to be their ethical and moral compass. And she points out to the fact that if the hospitals aren't going to do the right thing, then it's going to become a legal issue. Well, it is, and it has become a legal issue. And that's why we put this on the ballot. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. This is the right thing to do for our patients, for every person that drives on a highway in Massachusetts and isn't necessarily going to be near one of the Boston hospitals that is staffed well. They might have that accident in the Berkshires. They need to know that they're going to be able to get the same level of nursing care. And on one of those studies that was sent to you, they really kind of examined all of that and said that it's true. If you're not in the right place at the right time, you're not getting the right care.
It's hard to argue against that. Mm-hmm. It really is hard to argue against the moral obligation we have
right.
to this.
Our license is, you know, when you become a nurse, you agree to that.
Yes.
And that's yes. where I am.
A moral obligation. Well, that is deep. But she explained it in the best ways possible, using the ANA's own words against them. It's right. It's a moral obligation. I mean, this is the promise. This is the pledge that you make at the end of nursing school, when you do your nursing ceremony, when you get pinned, when you pass the NCLEX. You are taking a pledge to do all you can do to provide the safest and highest quality of care to the patients that you have. And if that includes voting for a bill that would put a maximum limit on the patients you can handle, because the reality of the situation is that we are not machines and we are just one human being, one person. We can't do 100 things at once. So, Nora, fabulous. I loved it. Thank you. So I ask you guys, what are your moral obligations, first and foremost? And then most importantly, let me know in the comment section if you're listening to this outside of Anchor. And if you are listening to this on Anchor, leave me a message. Finally, it would mean the absolute world to me, you guys. It would mean the world to me if you were to subscribe to this podcast, if you are listening. Leave a rating. Leave that 5-star rating. Thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.